Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for everyone who is here. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7. You know, I'm sure we all have attended nursery down to primary and senior high school, or JHS and senior high school, and then in class, you just get to realize that there are some very serious students. I mean, when the teacher is teaching, they listen attentively, they write a lot of notes, you find them prompting the teacher for assignments that he's given, that he's forgotten to collect. You'll always find a few of those folks in class. They would do all their assignments for the boys at the back to copy. And they try to answer questions in class, or they answer most of the questions in class, and they just seem to be serious. They have this mind of scoring certain marks. And then there's also another group of people who, it takes the grace of God to get them doing assignments or homework, you know, answering questions in class. They have never done an assignment on their own, single-handedly. They take question 1 and 2 from this person, they copy question 3 and 4, and then they copy 5 and 6, and then they copy, and then they are done with all the 6 questions before even they finish everything. And they don't mind missing class, you know. They are the ones who eat at the back. Teacher said they shouldn't eat, they will eat, but they have a way of eating at the back, you know. And these ones are not serious about their academics. You see, today I'm going to say something. These 10 p.m. sessions, I'm going to move you to become something that you probably are not. And if you are, I'm going to encourage you to hold on firmly to this particular attribute, because you will be prosperous and you will be successful. Yes. And I'm not despising here, because we are in the grace of I said, oh, pastor is teaching us to be serious without the grace of God. No, I'm talking about being serious and having the grace of God. And Peter is saying something that we should pay attention to. He said that, he's writing and he said that, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious. Tell your friend, let's be serious. Let's be serious. Let's be serious. Let's be serious about life. Let's be serious about serving God. Let's be serious about discipleship. Let's be serious about what next we have to do in our lives. Let's be serious. You tell yourself that I am a serious person from this day. From now, I take things seriously. Yes, from now, I take things seriously. You see, there is a category of people that, for example, your parents will have to say something and say something and say something and say something and say something again and again and again and again and again, and you never seem to take it very seriously. You see, they hand over responsibilities to you, you don't take them seriously. All you do is you just look at it and you just go your way. And unfortunately, it affects many people. See, at a point in time of your life, you ought to be serious about some things. See, you ought to be serious about some things. You ought to be focused. I'm going to tell you what that word actually is, what it actually is in First Peter. But it's more sound-minded related. It's the word sound-minded. It's to be serious. See, it's to be serious. So when you find somebody who is a serious person, I'll go much into the word, a serious person, the person is known to taking initiative and being diligent and eager to accomplish goals that are set before that individual. See, some people are not serious. Yes. Some people are not serious. Not serious about their lives. Not serious about their walk with God. Not serious about their academics. Not serious about anything. All they just want to do is just, you know, play around, feel free, sleep, just be okay. But it's very wrong. Very, very wrong, actually. So Peter is saying that. Imagine, be serious. Be serious. And watchful in your prayers. Why? Because the end of all things is at hand. The end of all things is at hand. Now, much more in context, you know, he was telling the church, you know, about Christ's example of suffering that needs to be followed. Then afterward, he ends with, be serious and watchful in your prayers. So in these meetings, I'm going to stare as many that listen to me to seriousness. So the word serious actually is to be in one's right mind. It's to be sound in the mind. Be right in the mind. Have you met somebody and the person is not sound in the mind, and the person is saying something, and then somebody prompts you that, oh, there's something upstairs that is not really connecting, so you should watch it, you should be careful. There's something upstairs that's not really connected very well. So you should just be, don't take it seriously. So that's somebody who is not right in the mind. Is to be sane, sound, right in the mind. It's used in Mark chapter 5, verse 15. Mark chapter 5, verse 15. Of a man who was possessed of demons. He says, then they came to Jesus and saw that the one who had been demon possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. But this is the one that found himself amongst in the graveyard where they buried, you know, the dead, and he cut himself day and night. He was in the tombs crying, cutting himself with stones. And when Jesus, from afar, he ran and he worshipped him. And Jesus casted out the devils. And this is the man now sitting and sound in the mind. So you see how the word seriousness is used. It's used for somebody whose mind is sane, whose mind is clear, not confused, knows what he is about. And sometimes you see that there are believers who are not sound-minded. Not sound-minded on their lives, not sound-minded on their decisions, not sound-minded or serious about what God has asked them to do, not sound-minded or serious about the next step they have to make or the next decision that needs to be made. And so you almost find them cutting themselves and hurting themselves and finding themselves in places where they are not supposed to be because they are not sound-minded or they are not sane. This is a cutting, crying, falling in fire often, tearing chains. In the tomb, nothing makes meaning because there is not a sound mind. So I'm trying to point to you how seriousness is directly related to having a right mind. Not being serious is to not have a right mind. In another sense, not being serious would mean that there's something wrong upstairs. It's not okay. You see, so there's a relation between, sorry to say, being mad and being unserious. Is they are brothers, just that they're not too far away. It's just that one is visible and seeable. The other is not so much visible and seeable, but communicates that same state. So tell me, let's be serious. Let's be serious. We are not cutting ourselves and crying and being in tombs. Let's be serious. And I'm going to provoke some of you to take things very seriously from this day, not from tomorrow, from today. Another one saying it. Peter is saying that let's be serious. He's telling the church, let's be serious. It means that there are instructions like this I can give to you as well. Why? Then he says, because the end of all things is at hand. So, you are going to start learning to take things seriously. You know, I've realized that in this, I don't like to always say this, but let me say this today. In this generation that we are, I don't normally like to use that expression, because I feel like people bash that a lot. In this generation. But let me just buy that. In this generation, it almost looks like not many people are serious. People confused. People not knowing what to do. There's this turbulence all over. You touch one thing today, the next thing you are looking at touching another thing. Many people lazying about, being unfruitful, excited about maybe money, excited about alcohol, drugs, excited about girls, and if it's a girl, a boy that they are not even married to. And there are many things that happen around. But we want to make a difference. And we want to make a God kind of difference. Where we allow our faith flow into every aspect of our lives. Everybody gets up and they want to say whatever it is they want to say. Insult whoever it is they want to insult. Post whatever it is they want to post. But I want you to be different. Don't allow anybody make you feel like you are overly sound-minded. You are too sound-minded. You are too serious. What's this God thing you are taking seriously like this? Can't you just calm down a bit? What's this? I mean, must you do all these things? And it's the same attitude they take to school. They will not learn. Your parents put you in school to study and to learn and to be serious. But you are in school, you are not learning. By 8:30, you are asleep. It's by the grace of God you join in prayer sessions today. If you are the one I'm talking to, you say, oh, I can't, I mean, by 8:30 I'm asleep. By 8:30 you are asleep. How old are you? By the grace of God, you are asleep by 8:30. By the grace of God, you are asleep by 8:30. Huh? How old are you? My grandmother, she sleeps at, what do you call it? My grandmother sleeps at 7:45. How old are you? 7:45 and 8:30, they are very close. And you cannot stay up and join in prayer session at 10 p.m. to pray. And you now say that you are an early bed. You sleep early and you wake up early. But you also don't wake up early. It's not true. Hmm. See, you are not serious. That's what is happening to you. You are just not serious. Yes. And you find them going to class, they will not learn. 2 days to your exam, that's when you are trying to gather all the slides. Then you now come and say, Pastor, I believe in the grace of God upon your life. Please pray for me. How? You know, sometimes it's good that God doesn't open our eyes all the time to see what people are. Yeah. Because if he does that, you will never pray for some people. You will never waste your time. You've slept, if God showed a vision of how many hours you have slept, comparing to how many hours you spent on a book or on a subject, it's maybe 2 hours, it's to 572 hours since you came to school. Say you believe in the grace of God. So I'm telling you that let's be serious. Let's be serious. See, that's how we are all going to do well. Let's be serious. Let's be serious. I'm telling you, and I'm telling everybody that is listening to me, and I'm telling myself that everybody listening to me, let's become serious people. They take you to school, you are going for outing. Brought you to school to learn. You are moving around. Employ you. You are not working. You come and you are on your phone, pressing your phone, chatting, talking to other people. Your discipleships, you will not follow up on them. We say that we are covering the nations. Glory, glory. You're also jumping. How are you going to cover that? We are going to cover. How are you going to cover that? Every time you are tired. Huh? Every time you are tired. Your back. Ajay, my back. Every time we have to exercise caution with your back. You see, you are not serious. You are not serious. But from today, we are becoming serious people. Serious people. Peter said that let's be serious. When you go to work, you told your family members that you are going to work. You didn't say you are going to chat or you are going to watch TV. Or you are going to gossip. You say you are going to work. So when you go to work, go and work. That's what you are going to do there. You are going to work. Become a very serious person. So, I'm about to close. But this week, I'm going to be putting some fire and telling you that you need to become serious. Not careless. You treat things as important, or you treat important things as important. You attend anywhere, go anywhere. You don't come to church sometimes, you come late. You are there. You have two boyfriends, or you have three girlfriends. You are falling in love with everybody you meet. You are not serious. You eat 5 times a day. It's like you don't even know what is wrong with you. They send you to work. you don't work, give you assignments you don't do. You can't cook. If we give you the opportunity to cook, we can't eat. We have to eat small and go and eat somewhere else. You are not serious. You see, I'm telling you something. You have to become serious about everything in your life. You see, as I'm preaching like this, you will be amazed that there are some other people that are hiding listening to me here. You are listening to me right now. You know, I am saying something about you. And I'm telling you that you are like an aimless person. That's exactly what you are. It's like, you know, everybody can tell Charlie, meet me here, and you just move because you want to meet them. It's like, oh, there's something. You don't have need for your time. Like, you don't have use of your time. You can tell somebody that I have to be doing something now, and I have to get to this now. You just appear anywhere, go anywhere, treat things lightly. I'm telling you that, let's be serious. So from this evening, you are going to take things so serious that people will ask you, why are you so serious about this thing? And I'm saying that everything. Go, you say, you have a gossip partner at work. From tomorrow, you say, no, I came to work. So you, after work, I'll hear what you have to say. You are in school and you are listening to me on campus. Dye your bed, I don't know what you can do to your bed so that you don't use it except for in the evening when you are going to sleep. I think you have to start folding your beds. They will ask you that there's something wrong with you. You say, I'm too serious, because your bed is not helping. So from this evening, everybody in your schools and in your campuses, your homework, your assignments, your reading, targets, you're supposed to meet all of them. Notepads, sticker walls, write out your targets for the day. Say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. And you live by it. That's how to do well. And that's how to become a serious person. So from today, everybody's becoming serious. Everybody's becoming serious with ministry, serious with your life. Serious. Don't take things for a joke. I'm seriously communicating what I'm telling you. Don't take things for a joke. Don't take things for a joke. Serious about your savings. Some of you keep postponing. You spend all the money you have. You don't even have to do anything. Serious about your giving. Yeah, serious about your giving. Some of you, because I never talk about tithe, you intentionally never give. Everything that comes to you. Until I teach it, you ought to have something to give. So you, all the money that comes to you, you spend it on yourself and other things. You don't say that, God, this one, thank you for giving me this. You give offering whenever you like. Whenever you like is when you give. When you don't like, you don't give. See, you are not serious. But I believe that is changing from this evening. You're going to be so much of a serious person with everything. Yes, you're going to be so much of a serious person with everything. Serious with your life. And some of you are not serious to the spender. You dress anyhow. You just get up and you wear anything and you go out. You're just walking about. You are not serious, you see. You are not, because if you were serious, you would have want something that covers and that protects and that keeps you. You are not serious. So when you just wear anything, you just go out. Whether it's exposing you, you don't care. Whether it's decent, you don't care. You don't iron. Don't polish your shoe. Don't brush your hair. You are not serious. Then when you go to tell somebody that you like the person is telling you that I'm not really interested. You want to kill the person. But you are not a serious person. You don't dress well. You don't dress well. That's why the person doesn't like you. If you were dressing well, you would have looked, you, the person would have said, let me pray about it. But you don't dress well. You are not a serious, and when we see you, you are not a serious person. You are not serious. You are not serious. I'm not serious. You don't go to the saloon. After 3 months, that's when you now go and wash your hair. You are not serious. You are not serious. You see, you are not serious. That's why the brother also not come to you. Say, nobody's coming. Because you are not serious. Dress well, you will not dress well. Huh? Iron your clothes and look, you will not iron. You have your hair, whenever a brother sees that, the brother will say, let me see another place because it's not serious. It's not about money. Let's put that one aside. So from today, you're going to be serious. The moment you hear that you are smelling, I mean, you smell that you are smelling, your hair is smelling, it's time to be serious. Serious about everything. We are going to be serious people. Yes. Serious about everything. You are called to do something in church. Take it seriously. Don't just come and stand there. You come to lead prayer. You come to lead people to pray. We call you to come and lead prayer. You have not prayed. You have not prayed. You have not spent time with God before you come up there to lead the other people to pray. How is the service going to be serious? You're on the drums, you don't rehearse. Keyboard, you don't rehearse. You just come every Sunday, you come to play. You see, you are not serious. You are not serious. I'm telling you that if you can attach some seriousness to your life, you will become really good at whatever it is you have to become. If you can attach some seriousness. If you can attach some seriousness. Your academics, if you can attach some seriousness, you'll be amazed. You will do well. It's not that there is some family person against you. It's not nothing like that. If you can attach some seriousness to your saving and to keeping money and not using money, you would have money. You have money. You have money. Huh? You spend 50 cedis on lunch alone. You see, you are not serious. But your pay is what do you call it? Something. But you spend 50 cedis on lunch alone. You have to be serious. You have to be serious. So today, everybody's going to take things serious. I'm telling you that if you take things seriously, in a few years' time, you're going to be okay. Yes. Yes. You have been working. I told the guys, some of you, I told you how I started buying my things before I went into full-time ministry. how I bought everything before I went into full-time. I told you, I started buying iron and whatever 3 years ago. My first iron, I bought it 3 years ago. Yes, my first iron. Before I actually, I started buying, I bought one iron. The next 2 weeks or something, I bought something. Another week, I bought things 3 years before I moved into my house. Bought doormats, bought, what do you call it, blankets, bought office chair. 2 months, 3 months after, small, I was got, and I told you that, do the same thing. But you're not serious. You are there, everything, you spend it. And you don't come and say, you don't know where the money is passing. You want to marry, but you don't have things that will help you to marry. You see, you are not serious. You are not serious. I've told you that, start right now. If you have money and you buy an iron, you put it in your home, and you start, you have another thing, you buy a box, whatever, you put it in your home, you start, you say, oh, I'll need cooking. I bought cooking utensils 1 year, 6 months, or 2 years before I moved into my house. Yes. But when you have money, it's chinga, fried rice, pizza. That's what you use your money for. everybody you pass by. You don't even know what the person is selling, you want to buy. Eh? Everything that passes by, you want to buy. Please, I beg you. I'm closing the meeting. We are all going to be serious in life. I'm not talking about only ministry. I'm talking about ministry and everything. You take it seriously. When we give you opportunity to lead prayer, lead people in church, your discipleships, your meetings, your whatever, we are going to be serious. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for a baptism of seriousness. Serious people. Serious. I'm telling you that. You see, when you work with a boss, your boss should get to say that is a very dedicated, committed, eager, diligent, serious person. Yes. Because you are not serious, you go to pray and you sleep. You go to pray and you sleep. You go to pray and say it's a spiritual attack. I'm telling you that you are just not serious. You are not serious. You are not serious. You are not serious. I'm telling you that you are not serious. You are not serious about the minutes. That's why when you go there, you'll be praying 20 minutes. You are gone. You are sleeping. You've slept. You try to go outside to pray. Outside too, you slept. This cold weather, you went outside to pray and you still slept outside. What kind of a sleep is this at all? Look at how the weather is cold. You say you are a soldier, so you are going outside to pray. You went to sleep outside. That's you are more serious on sleep. Like you are serious about sleep, because nowhere can stop you from not sleeping. Not even the cold weather outside. When you go outside, you go and sleep outside. You stay inside. That one you don't even try because you know that it won't work. When you go out, you go and sleep outside. Hey, I'm telling you that we are going to be serious. From this day. You see, some of you are playing around sin. Eh? Because you are not serious. All of these things. Peter is saying that, let's be serious and be watchful in prayer. You know very well what the intentions of the guy is. You know what his intentions are. Yeah. But you are not serious. So you are just keeping it around and playing around and doing the same that you are like, you understand. But you are not serious. That's the thing. You are not serious about your work with God. So you don't know that this thing is not a good thing to do. If you were serious, you would have blocked, deleted, and told him not to call you again. But because you are not serious. So from today, you are going to be called Mr. Serious at your workplace and Mr. Serious in the ministry. Say, brother so-and-so, if you give him this disciple, the disciple will grow. If you give him this follow-up, the follow-up will do well. If you give him this thing, it will prosper. If you commit anything to this person, the thing will work. If you give this person that, it will happen. That should be your story. That should be your story. Your lecturer should know you as a serious person. It's not, oh, that girl, she's not serious.
She's not serious. She's not serious.
So from today, Mr. Serious is going to be the name that is given you in or at wherever it is that you find yourself. Yes. You can ask any of my colleagues if they know me as a clown or as an unserious person. You can ask anybody that has lived with me right from my SHS days till my university, till my whatever, whether I was an unserious, a very clown person, playing about, not knowing what is to be done, not serious, doing this, doing that. No, please. Let's be serious. Let's be serious. Be serious about everything. God is going to make us a very, very blessed people because we are serious with whatever He gives to us. Take it seriously. When I give you something to do, take it seriously. When your boss gives you something to do, take it seriously. When an assignment is given you, take it. Become a serious person. Your business, take it seriously. Don't just sit down on it and be saying, oh, it's just WhatsApp 2 or 3. Take it seriously. Attach some seriousness to it. Some eagerness, some earnestness, some diligence is what you're going to attach to everything that you find yourself doing. So, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. And we're becoming serious people. Talk well. Talk well. It's not everything you just be laughing. You are talking and you are laughing. I mean, how would you want them to take you seriously? If you are always making a joke, you are always, you don't know what is demanded in the atmosphere you find yourself around. That you are always playing. One time, Kenneth Hagin sat with a man of God, was a pastor, shares a story. And he said that every few times, the pastor gave a joke. Another joke. And Kenneth Hagin was wondering whether he was a comedian or he was a pastor. Because he seemed to have more jokes. He had more, plenty jokes for laughter. Every time he met, he said, let me tell you a joke. No, let's be serious. Yes, God is looking for serious people. God is looking for serious. And don't let anybody tell you are overly serious. And don't feel bad for being a serious person. Yes, don't feel bad for being a serious person. Yes. Father, we thank you for serious people in Jesus' name. Amen.